Now for this course I do thiols and sulfides, so I don't do the naming of these in any of the other courses. So skunks then, they like emitting these sort of classes of compounds. The thiol functional group then is SH. So it's a sulfur version of hydroxyl, hence thiol. The name of the class of compound then goes, you identify the long chain containing the thiol, and it's now an alkane thiol. Hence for this one, 1-butane thiol, just like the alcohol, numbering where the thiol group comes off the chain. Now the next one, the sulfides are like the sulfur equivalent of the esters. So in the case of the esters, we had alkoxy-alkane. Now we're getting alkyl-thioalkane. So this one then, the longest chain is ethane, the short one is methyl, so it's methyl-thioethane. So I think in terms of the naming of the thiols and the sulfides, try and remember they're just like the sulfur equivalents of the alcohols and the ethers. So the other way of referring to the thiol group is call it a mercapto group. And so the scent coming out of this guy here is also referred to, instead of as 1-butane thiol, it's just called butyl mercaptan. So if somebody talks to you about mercaptans, you go, I don't want to have that in my laboratory, thank you. Remember, your nose is super tuned in to this functional group. Okay, so you can smell SHs at an extremely low concentration.